This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. A familiar face at the White River National Forest is moving on. Elizabeth Stewart Severy reports District Ranger Karen Schroyer will leave the Aspen Sopris Ranger District this summer.
Schroyer has spent 5 years overseeing 750,000 acres of forest, which includes 5 wilderness areas, several historical sites, ski resorts, and the popular Maroombells Recreation Area, as well as a natural gas storage facility. She has worked to improve wildlife habitat and reduce the impact of recreation. Schroyer was part of a team that created a plan that allows for permitting of overused camping areas, like Conundrum Hot Springs.
I believe that the work that we've done for the Maroombell Snowmass Wilderness has created a benchmark for a lot of other wilderness areas across the agency.
Schroyer also coordinated the response to last summer's Lake Christine fire. She has accepted a position as the Deputy Forest Supervisor of the Mount Hood National Forest in Oregon and will be leaving in early August. Elizabeth Stewart Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.
Local chefs are gearing up for 2 culinary festivals this weekend, Food and Wine and Heritage Fire. Kristen Kay has more.
Foodies at Heritage Fire and Food and Wine will get to sample donuts from Glenwood Springs Sweet Colorado and barbecue sliders from Aspen's Hickory House, right alongside fare from some of the nation's best-known chefs. At Saturday's Heritage Fire in Snowmass, chefs from Venga Venga, The Weston, and The Viceroy will join in, cooking meat and poultry from area farms over open fires. Home Team Barbecue is one of several local restaurants pulling double duty at both festivals this weekend. Executive Chef Kyle Wilkins spoke in his kitchen after a recent lunch rush. He says it's a busy weekend, but it's worth it.
This is what we wait for. You know, with a great group of chefs, it's fun, and you know, we really look forward to this.
Wilkins says Home Team will serve chicken livers at Food and Wine and cook a whole hog at Heritage Fire, a process that takes over 12 hours. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Governor Jared Polis signed an executive order on Thursday aimed at increasing Colorado's low vaccination rates. Capitol correspondent Scott Franz has more.
Federal health officials say the country is experiencing the largest outbreak of measles since 1992. Polis is not mandating vaccines. He wants a public education campaign for parents with, quote, vaccine hesitancy and incentives for doctors offering immunizations.
We really view this as the third way between the government forcing people to get shots, which is counterproductive, and simply allowing these rates to go down, which is counterproductive to the public health and will result in people dying.
During the legislative session, Polis threatened to veto a proposal that would have made it harder for parents to opt their children out of vaccinations. Lawmakers who sponsored the failed measure are praising the executive order. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.